Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from our beautiful Channel 9 studios. We have a couple of guests to talk about really interesting things for game developers. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do? We'll start with you and then we'll work over to here.
Thanks. I'm Brian Rasmussen. I'm the program manager for Pix.
Okay.
I'm Cameron Egbert. I'm the graphics lead on Minecraft.
Fantastic. So we have someone that makes tools for devs that make games, and then we have a real dev that makes a real game that a bajillion million people, is that the official
roughly
count?
Roughly, yes.
Okay, roughly. Yeah, yeah. Take away one or two.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about Pix and tell us about the problem that it's trying to solve.
Sure. So Pix comes to us from Xbox. We've had a version of Pix since the original Xbox and then on the 360, and now we have the Xbox One where Pix helps developers get the most from the platform. January this year, we released a Windows version of Pix to help all of our game developers on Windows do the same thing that they can do on Xbox One.
Okay, so I wrote game stuff a long time ago when it was like X and A. There is this loop that happens. There's like this world you make in fake land, and then the thing actually renders out pixels eventually. And you do that with the help of the CPU and the GPU. Is it still the same roughly?
Yeah.
How does this actually help? Because I know that sometimes when things were drawing, I'm like, wait, why is that thing red? It should be yellow. How does this help with that?
So Pix generally tries to help you in two areas. The troubleshooting, like when you say, why is this red? That would be a rendering problem. You would have to figure out, what did I do wrong? Maybe you're using the wrong resources. Maybe there's something wrong in your shader. You can debug all of that using Pix. The other thing that Pix helps you do is understand the performance of your game. So if you're not hitting the frame rate you're expecting, Pix can help you understand why that is and how time is spent and where you need to go and optimize your game.
So that sounds nice, but my problem is, like, there's certain things that are happening in the CPU. Mm-hmm. And if you're clever, there's certain things that you're sort of offloading over to the GPU.
Sure.
Is that right? So how do you manage those two things?
So Pix comes with a lot of different capture types, one of them being timing captures. And timing capture will give you a detailed view of what's going on the CPU. And these days, it's not just one CPU.
Right.
One of the big things about DirectX 12 is to allow job submission from multiple threads, right? Mm-hmm. So modern game engines are moving towards a world where they have a lot of different jobs running on different CPUs, and they're all submitting graphics work for the GPU. The timing capture will show what's going on all the CPUs as well as what's going on the GPU, and you can correlate the CPU and the GPU work. That can help you understand timing of your game. Now, if you want to dig down to the specifics of a single frame, for instance, you mentioned looking at why this is red instead of whatever color it was supposed to be, the GPU capture allows you to capture everything that is in a single frame, so a single screenshot of the game, if you will. We capture all the API calls and all of the resources needed to render that particular frame. And then you can go and time individual operations. You can dig into how pixels change over time. You can find out how resources are used throughout the frame and troubleshoot all kinds of problems doing that.
So that's interesting. So there's this notion of what's happening right now, and then there's this notion of what's happening over a series of frames, and
yes,
Pix can help with both of those things.
Yes, that's
so
great.
Let's talk to you a little bit, Cameron, about you build a real game, and my kids love it, everyone loves it, but if it starts to slow down, people notice things. If things aren't drawn right, then how do you have these kind of challenges, and how does Pix, how could it help you?
Right, yeah, so talking about performance, just first off, like looking at the first thing we would do is look at something like a timing capture in Pix, which tells us how the CPU and the GPU are interrelating and how they're interacting with each other. And if something is slowing down one or the other for some reason, and we can kind of drill down and see what the specific problem is once we know where it is, and then we can go back into the code and fix that once we know what the exact problem is.
So do you have these kind of problems, and have you had to spelunk? Have you ever had any kinds of problems like this that you had to dig into?
Oh yeah, we had this performance regression a little while back where we didn't know what happened and just performance just got bad all of a sudden, and there was nothing that we had done with the game that we knew of on the graphics side. So we had to figure out what had happened, and it was actually some telemetry, basically recording like what the user is doing. That was happening really frequently when it should have only happened like once a second or something, but it was happening every frame. So it was something that we had no idea that it had happened, but we once we could get in and look at it with something like Pix, then we can figure out like what actually is happening.
So what are some of the, I mean, you probably get this horse sense for when things aren't going right in the game like you had designed it. What are some smells where you're looking at your game and you're thinking there's something not quite right that Pix may help? If you're a game dev, what are some things that you can look at and you're like, oh, wait, something's not right? What are some of those kinds of things?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's the frame rate. If the frame rate slows down for some reason, then that's, you know, first thing we got to figure out why that happened. Or if, like another thing that happens kind of frequently is you're doing something like breaking a block in Minecraft or placing a block, and you see a frame hitch when there shouldn't be one. It should be just smooth. And so we got to go in and figure out, like, what happened with that.
Does this happen all the time?
All the time, yeah.
Like, I'm taking a personal moment here. Is like all your time like rendering these beautiful, because Minecraft has a very specific feel to it, and then you also have this ability to make it even feel different with skins and such. Is like all of your job figuring out why these things aren't going the way they're going?
It's a lot of it. It's not all of it, but okay. Yeah, a lot of what I do is just figure out why something broke on one platform, because we run on a bunch of different platforms.
I see.
Why it doesn't work on one device or one platform and it looks fine on another platform. So okay. Yeah, it happens all the time.
Well, I feel like we've talked a little bit about this, but I want to see, because we have my laptop, which has an NVIDIA 1060 on board, and I thought, let's just see if we can do a real demo, and so we downloaded Halo.
Yeah.
And we actually, tell us what we did here.
So this is a little different from what Cameron would be doing in his day-to-day. Obviously, Cameron would have access to the source code for Minecraft, so
sure.
he would run on an internal build, and an internal build would have all sorts of instrumentation. So we have what we call Pix Margus, which are just Margus that we can insert into a frame and say, this is where we do shadow maps, this is where we do this and that. And that helps you break down the thousands of calls in a given frame into logical units that you can understand. This particular game is Halo Forge. That's available free in the Windows Store. So it's a retail build and doesn't have markers. And mm-hmm. we can still use it to demo some of the features of Pix here. So we've gone ahead and taken a GPU capture. So that's all of the rendering that goes on in a single frame and all the resources that goes on.
So let me pause you. So you actually ran the game.
Yes.
And then did you have to run it in a special way? Or, I mean, I'm trying to understand how you were able to capture these things.
Yeah. So the way you do that is you start the game from within Pix.
Okay.
And then Pix will inject the capture code, as we call it. The capture code does a couple of things. It monitors all the DirectX API calls that goes on that's needed for the rendering.
Mm-hmm.
And then we monitor all of the resources and the state that we need.
I see.
So you can imagine when you draw a scene like this, you have to have lots of different textures, resources, and vertices and coordinates and everything else that goes into what's this rendering does. So we capture all of that, and then we can go and take that data and play it back. And now we have the opportunity to go and explore every single little part of this rendering.
I see. So Pix is actually running the game, injecting some stuff into Halo, and so that you can get all these things back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once we have the capture, we are actually replaying back the same frame. We're not doing it the same way the game did, because we don't have game logic here now.
Sure.
We just have the rendering. But this allows us to explore how resources are used, how they transition from different states. We can look at, like I said, how a single pixel changed over time during
okay.
this frame. And we can get timings of each of the different operations. So if I look at what we have here, this list is a list of all the API calls that is used to render this particular frame.
Into DirectX 12?
Yes, these are all DirectX 12 calls. If you had an instrumented game, you would see all of your own events in here as well that could help you sort of bucketize all of these API calls.
And so in something like Minecraft, you would have these markers that would say, here's where we are. It's kind of like a output to console kind of thing that we would do in a regular program.
Exactly. So we would have like our main render pass, and then we would have like blended materials, alpha, water, and that type of stuff. And we break all those down into sections.
And then you'd mark them up so that a tool like Pix would be able to see them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got it.
And that helps them if the particular problem is with the water, for instance. You mm-hmm. you can immediately narrow down to that part of the capture and say, hey, I know it has to be somewhere in here.
Awesome.
So that's, and that you would have in a game that's under development, but you don't have that in a retail game. Then we have the column over here that's execution duration. This will tell you how long this particular, in this case, here's a draw, that it took this many nanoseconds to draw this particular draw here.
Okay.
You have all the same information laid out graphically down here, so you can see the EOP duration is really just one graphics operation. Imagine that all the graphics operations were serialized. Then if we laid them out, this would be what it would be like. This is a simplification, but it, in many cases, it's good enough for you to understand what's going on. So you can immediately see here.
You use EOP. What does that mean?
For end of pipe.
Okay.
So a GPU is sort of like a factory. Stuff comes in at one end and goes through different stages in the GPU and then comes out the other end.
Got it. Perfect.
If you had instrumentation in here, you would see a flame graph, which is like a hierarchy of your events going on. So that would give you additional information. Down here, we have the execution duration visualized graphically. And you can see a lot of things are going on in parallel, because what a GPU does really well is it executes a lot of different stuff in parallel.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see, you get a more accurate picture into what's actually going on here, that a lot of things were going on concurrently at this point in time.
And is this timeline down here, are all of these calls that are, for example, in the QID, these are all these calls visualized?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
That's it.
So if I were to highlight draw instance, one of these methods, the big
one. Yeah, it's way over here on the right.
Okay, got it.
So you can obviously zoom into this and dig down.
Oh, that's nice, because you clicked on this, then you can see over here to the right that the draw instance method is over there.
So there's I think I selected something else. But yeah, basically there's a correspondence between the event list we have up here and what's going on down here. And
awesome.
You can see the particular call is also highlighted in darker blue down here as well, so you can see the execution duration that corresponds to this event.
Got it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So this is great for investigating your performance. One of the things that's different between Windows and Xbox is on Xbox, we control the entire stack, and we have very, very detailed knowledge about what's going on with your game as it runs, and we can access everything about the hardware.
Sure.
On Windows, we have IHVs like NVIDIA and AMD and Intel that provide GPUs, and they provide drivers. And obviously, a lot of the performance details will be internal to the GPU.
Of course.
And I'm sure that Cameron will agree that knowing exactly what the GPU does and how much time it spends in the different phases is critical to understanding the performance.
Right.
So at GDC this year, we announced and demoed counters from NVIDIA. And you can see if you go into counters here now, we have a whole host of NVIDIA counters. One of the things they have here is the SOL, which is NVIDIA speak for speed of light. This is a theoretical maximum of something. So for instance, if you see something like here, their SOL percentage of texture unit. So this is what the texture unit on the GPU is doing, and NVIDIA has a notion of this is the max capacity it can be at, and then it will return a percentage of where, you know, how much of this particular feature of the GPU are we using right now.
So the GPU will actually, these counters for NVIDIA specifically will say, hey, if it's 50%, that means you're underutilizing the resources that you have available.
Yeah, and you can, one thing is underutilizing, another thing is identifying where your bottlenecks are.
Got
right?
It.
If this is taking longer and you can see this is fully saturated, so you can say, well, all the time is being spent in this particular part of the GPU, and then someone like Cameron can go and figure out how to map that back to their game code.
So I'm looking at this. I don't see the percentages because it wasn't, where would you?
So I did not add this column.
Right.
And actually, now I'm not familiar with the code base here, so the numbers will be fairly arbitrary to me. But if I add it, Pix will go and do counter data passes, which means we're now replaying the capture again and asking the NVIDIA API and the driver for these numbers. And this is an opening screen, so it's fairly simple. I imagine that not a lot of actual rendering is going on
Got
here,
it.
So there's not a lot of texture fetches.
There's just
going
a lot
on.
Of draw this PNG effectively, right?
Perhaps, yeah. Maybe it's a video playing and they're rendering something on top of that. I don't know.
Okay.
But the counters in and of themselves will give you a lot of detailed data, but you sort of have to understand what your game is doing at that time. Obviously, developers know this because they're very familiar with how their game renders, and they can take this information and use it to analyze the performance.
Awesome. You mentioned also that there is the ability to know per pixel how things are drawing. How do you do that here?
So the GPU capture has different features, and you see that we're just looking at the overview tab up here right now. The overview gives you all the timing data because we believe that this is where you typically want to start. Now, if you want to debug instead, one of the things you can go into here is the pipeline view. You'll see that we have the event list repeated as well because everything in a frame is basically a series of API calls. For every API call here, we have the pipeline view down here, which shows you the different stages of the GPU and the resources that are associated with each stage. So here, the IA, and this is you know, graphics developers will know what this is, but admittedly, it's not perhaps the most user-friendly. But this is the input assembler, and this will take all the resources that are relevant in this stage, and this is the VS, the vertex shader stage. And this is where all your VS samplers and all your VS resources and all that is. Then you have the pixel shaders down here. And this is, you know, you can go and look at your pixel shader code here. Again, this is a retail build, so we don't have PDBs for this. You can look at textures that are used in this particular draw. And finally, you can look at the render target, which is the kind of buffer that you typically render to in DirectX. One of the things you can do here is you can pick any pixel here. You can see how that particular pixel is where it is, and you can do the pixel history here. And I've done this for one pixel already, and you see how this particular pixel on these particular draws changed from this color to that color, and then from that color to this color. And then you can follow the history of that particular pixel. Now, as you're developing this, you might want to dig even further into this. So at any point here, you can go and say, hey, debug this pixel. I don't have shader PDB, so I can't actually debug this particular build. But that would take you to our shader debugger and say, hey, here's a shader that actually handled this particular pixel, and here's what, you know, all the different variables and all the inputs and all that was to that shader.
So I literally would have been able to figure out why it was yellow instead of red by the pixel.
Yeah.
So do you use this kind of tooling currently in Minecraft?
Oh, yeah, all the time. So talking about, like, single pixels that are off, something that came to mind was when we were working on the VR version, the Oculus Rift version, once you put the headset on, we could see these little pixels that were just like lit up for some reason that we'd never seen before, and they're all in a line. Couldn't figure out what it was, and the way we figured it out is we pixed it, went in, looked at the pixel to see where it came from, and what it was we have these seams between our terrain that were not perfectly aligned.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
It was showing through the sky in the background. And there's just, I mean, without being able to look at a single pixel and drill down and figure out where that came from, there's almost no way to figure that out.
That's awesome. I remember when I used to build these, you'd have this skybox, and then if you'd run out of it, it'd be like, well, everything's drawing weird. What's going on? Why is the clipping not happening? And this would show you why that's actually happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in a video game, right? And and the fact that they look so amazing is the effort of many, many people and many hours of staring at a single pixel sometimes.
Well, at least now we have some information about what's happening. Yep. Is there anything else that you want to talk about when it comes to PIX?
You can download it for free on Windows. Obviously, our target audience here is really game developers. And there is a lot of just the workflows and the lingo and all of that is kind of a, you really have to know what's going on here. This is not the best tool for absolute beginners. Mm-hmm. It is really targeted towards professional game developers. And we have the same tool on Xbox as well, but of course with Xbox you have to have you have to be a registered Xbox developer.
And this is awesome because, I mean, this is my laptop. It happens to be a gaming laptop. It's a Razer, so it has a nice GPU on it. And we were able to set it up in a couple of minutes. And and you rendered this frame right away.
Yeah, the download is small and simple. And as long as you have a new GPU with an updated driver, a lot of features are being fixed in drivers all the time. Mm. And as a tooling, you know, we are on... PIX can only be as good as the as the drivers themselves. So sometimes if there is a problem with the driver, there's nothing PIX can do about that, and we'll work with the IHVs to iron out any issues that might be with the driver. But it's very important that you keep up to date with drivers if you're a game developer, because new stuff is constantly happening.
And I like that now, since GDC, we have the ability to look in behind the curtain of certain GPUs like NVIDIA and get some counters.
We have NVIDIA online now, and we're working with the other vendors to bring similar functionality online very soon.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure to put the link below for those that are watching so you can download it. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. We've been learning about how to debug professional games with PIX. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.